It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Hello. Do you want to play a game?
Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla or a famous serial killer? We're all villains in someone's eyes.
Serial killer.
No, sorry. That was head coach and NBA champion Joe Mazzulla. If the Blue Meanies are going to get me, they'd better get off their asses and do something. Who said it?
Joe Mazzulla.
Sorry, that would be the Zodiac killer. In this hole lives the Wicked King.
Joe Mazzulla.
No, sadly, Al, that was the son of Sam, David Berkowitz. And that's how we played. Who said it? Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla or a famous serial killer. Today, Jones, on Halloween, we've decided to take that game and put a slight tweak to it.
A totally different game,
a completely different game.
Yeah, this isn't even close.
Who said it?
Yeah.
Celtics head coach and NBA champion Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain.
Yes.
And this time
not
we have
the same
prizes.
At all.
This time we have prizes. Now, last time we had maybe the greatest prize of all, a spot in the Jones and Keefe Wall of Fame. What was it?
Ring of Honor. Yeah, Arthur Blank put himself in the Falcons Ring
Correct.
Of Honor. We have a Ring of Honor as well, yes.
It's Randy Moss. And who was the gentleman that won last time? Do we remember?
Allen, Rhode Island.
Thank you very much.
I was going to say Andrew. Allen, how can I forget? It's right there. It's right here in the Ring of Honor above us.
So here's the deal. So this is how we play the game. You join the show. I am going to read a quote. You then say that's Joe Mazzulla or horror movie villain. If you happen to know the villain, great. If not, you can just say horror movie villain. If you get it right, you win a pair of tickets to see Deftones.
Yes, they're playing at TD Garden April 8th. So make sure you you get in line here. Fill out lines are already full, 617-779-7937. There's no guarantee people are going to get them right.
No.
So keep calling if you want an opportunity to win this game.
People in the Twitch chat thinking that we're going to give away a pen. That's also a good prize, but not today.
Nope.
We're going Deftones tickets.
Yes.
So, which is fantastic. So, yes, if you get one wrong, you're done for the game. We go on to the next. But if you get one right, you win.
Yes.
If you get one wrong right away, thanks for playing. You're done.
You get one right, we'll put you on hold with Billy. If you get one wrong, we'll move on to the next
Pretty
guy.
Simple.
Okay.
All right. Nice. Who's our first contestant, Jones?
Our first one up on Who Said It? Is it Joe Mazzulla or a famous horror movie villain, Connor in Springfield? Hello, Connor.
Hi, what's up?
How you doing? Are you ready to play?
I am super ready, guys.
All right. First quote. Quote, in the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while I'm doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. Who said it?
Who said
it? No way Mazzulla does that every morning, so I'm going to go with a villain.
Correct!
Correct! If my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now.
That, of course, Patrick Bateman from the film American Psycho.
Yeah, that does not sound like Joe Mazzulla.
Patrick Bateman. All right, so Connor, you've already won tickets. Let's see how many of these you can get right. All right, number two. Quote, the only thing to fear is fear himself.
And that was Mazzulla, right?
No.
Okay, thank you, Connor. Connor, we're sorry. I'm going to put you on hold. You're still a winner.
The only thing to fear is fear himself.
That, of course, would be Freddy Krueger from the hit Freddy vs. Jason.
So congrats to Connor. He has two tickets to see the Deftones at TD Garden on April 8th. He's our first winner, but we can have more than one winner
game,
Keith.
Up to five winners, so keep playing.
How about Hollis in Marlboro? Hello, Hollis.
Hollis. Are you there?
Hey.
Do you understand the rules?
Yep, we're here.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. I understand the rules.
All right, here we go. Quote, 40 years from now, none of you are invited to my funeral, and that's it. That's it.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Villain.
I'm sorry, Horace. No Deftones tickets for you.
From now, none of you are invited to my funeral, and that's it. That's it.
That'd sounds like a serial killer.
Joe Mazzulla.
But it's, or I'm sorry, a horror movie.
No,
villain.
That is Celtics head coach and NBA champion, Joe Mazzulla. Who do we got next?
So you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Take his spot. How about Dave in New Hampshire? Hello, Dave.
Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you very much. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. Quote, amputate a man's leg and he can still feel it tickling. Who said it?
I'm going to go with movie villain.
Correct!
Amputate a man's leg and he can still feel it tickling.
That would be the great Hannibal Lecter from The Silence of the Lambs. I say horror movie. I know a lot of people don't, but anyway.
Yeah, more of a thriller horror movie. Yeah, it's all right. The lines are blurred. It's okay. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next quote here for Dave. Quote, they don't have a weapon. They're not going to come after me. They're saying words, so they don't mean anything. They're just words.
Wasn't that more recently? I believe that was Joe Mazzulla.
Oh, yes, sir!
Wow!
But if they don't have a weapon, like, they're not going to, like, come after me. They're saying words.
Yeah.
So, like, they
wasn't
don't
that about
it.
A month ago?
It's words.
Yes. Yeah, it was about a month ago,
yeah,
Dave.
That was. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to date these, but that's okay. Bonus points.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dave's, like, inside the game here.
Yeah, that's seriously.
Fine. That's fine.
How
are you?
Dave's, what are you, a media member?
Dave's going for tie the record here for three in a row.
Yeah.
If you can get this one. Next quote. A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Well, that would be the great Hannibal Lecter.
Correct.
Wow,
very
Dave.
Good.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Not Joe Mazzulla.
That was Joe Mazzulla. Sorry, Joe.
That was Joe Mazzulla
before game five of the NBA Finals.
All right. Yes. Let's keep it going here, Dave. You've already won, but now you're just trying to pad your stats.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next quote. Quote, does it matter to you at all that the owners have placed their complete confidence and trust in me and that I have signed a letter of agreement, a contract, in which I have accepted that responsibility? Do you have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is? Do you? Has it ever occurred to you what would happen to my future if I were to fail to live up to my responsibilities? Has it ever occurred to you? Has it?
How could that not be Joe Mazzulla?
No! Sorry, Dave.
I'll put you on hold. Billy's going to get your
congrats,
info.
Congrats. Good run by Dave. That was.
Does it matter to you at all? That the owners have placed their complete confidence and trust in me, and that I have signed a letter of agreement, a contract, in which I have accepted that responsibility? Do you have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is? Do you?
Do you?
Has it ever occurred to you what would happen to my future if I were to fail to live up to my responsibilities? Has it ever occurred to you? Has it?
That would be the terrifying Jack Torrance from The Shining.
There you go.
That really... giving her the business there.
So two more tickets.
All right, we have two more tickets.
To see the Deftones in April at TD Garden. All right, next up, we have a few more of these, right, Keith?
Yes, we have three more. Okay. We have three more.
Chris is in Narragansett. You're next up on Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain.
Hello, Chris.
I'm here.
All right, here we go. Quote, we're all going to be dead soon. It really doesn't matter anymore.
That's got to be Mazzulla.
Yeah!
We're going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore.
That's an all-timer. That really has helped shape this game. What a quote. What an incredible quote. You can say that about anything.
Nice. All right. Chris, you've already won a pair of tickets, but why don't you keep playing?
All right, let's keep playing. All right, next quote. We all go a little mad sometimes. End quote.
Let's go with Mazzulla again.
Ooh, Chris, I'm sorry.
Good guess, but congrats on the tickets.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
That would be Norman Bates from the film Psycho.
There you go. It's
one of the great movies ever made.
A throwback and a remake.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All wrapped up in one.
No, Billy!
And then Billy Loomis.
Birkin, Psycho.
Yeah. Billy Loomis quoted it in Scream.
So Chris is also going to win a pair of tickets. Billy will get your info, Chris. Hang on. He'll get your info for the Deftones.
So we have
tickets.
One more pair of tickets, and we have one more quote.
Okay. Let's hear it. It is Tim in Salem. Hello,
Tim. All right, Tim. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay. This is the last quote that we have. Is it Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain?
Quote, the floor tastes like blood. I wish it did.
Horror movie.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry.
What did the court taste like?
Blood. Maybe I wish it did.
That's, of course, not a horror movie villain. That's the head coach of the Boston Celtics.
That's right.
Joe Mazzulla.
And NBA champion Joe Mazzulla. So I would say that went pretty well. How many total tickets did we end up giving away? How many pairs?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe we gave away three pairs. We had three winners today for the Deftones.
Yeah.
April 8th, TD Garden.
Right.
We got some time to plan out that show.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do what you're going to do that day.
Yeah, you got a lot of time to really plan this out.
I kind of love it.
But I believe it was three. Was it three or four winners? I think
it was
three.
Would you rather have tickets for something this weekend or in 6 months?
Oh, 6 months.
Same.
Yeah, I want time to plan that out.
Same. I can put it in my calendar. I got to get a calendar for 2025.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
then
when
I do, I'll mark it down.
Yeah.
I'd definitely go see Deftones.
For sure.
So I don't know how this works, but maybe we can give those other pair away at some other time.
Oh, we can back pocket those other tickets?
I don't know.
I mean, we have 6 months. I think we can probably figure something out.
You think between now and then we might have an opportunity?
Well, yeah, but we should talk about this, Keith.
Oh, we have another game.
Well,
we're full of games.
Okay,
we're
this is
like the Game Show Network over here.
So there's a lot of you waiting on hold that unfortunately we're not able to participate.
But thank you for trying.
Thank you for trying and dialing up. And, you know, if you have other thoughts and takes, you can hang out on the lines. We'll take your thoughts on whatever. But we are going to play a game next week, Keith, where we're trying to identify the biggest Jones and Keith fan.
And we know there's a lot of you out there. So
we're
this
hoping
is
there's
gonna,
at least one.
We need one person.
We need one person.
We need one person. Because this is going to be... Yeah, do we even want to say what that is? Yeah,
well,
maybe not.
Let's. I'm not sure we can say what the prize is. We got to double check on the prize, but it's a...
Also not a really good prize.
It's a tremendous prize.
Yep.
And it's going to be a lot of inside stuff from the show.
That's right. With Ahmad Rashad and Summer Sanders.
Inside stuff. It's all inside stuff references from the 90s.
Yeah. No, it's going to be Jones and Keefe trivia.
Yeah, effectively.
So polish up, go back into the archives, listen to this podcast.
But obvious stuff. Bits.
Yep.
Guests.
Sure.
Units of measure.
You bet.
Things like this.
Costumes.
What was that?
Who wore what?
Who wore what on Halloween is a good one. We should add that to our list that we're working on. But we will be doing that next week as we're chock full of games here on Jones and Keith. And the variety is really what I think is most impressive.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, just the sheer, just volume of games we have and our ability to kind of shift from one to another. Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer versus Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain is just the range on that.
I bet we'll probably,
special.
Based on this guy's press conferences, we can do it again in a month. We'll wait. We'll get
so
a few more quotes.
The amazing thing about this Joe Mazzulla game.
It keeps on coming.
All those Joe Mazzulla quotes that we did in the Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer were from the offseason. Those were all like podcast appearances he did after they won the championship. We played that game, I think it was in September. And since then, we had like a whole flurry of more Joe Mazzulla quotes.
A ton.
We had enough for a whole nother game.
Well, I also appreciate people texting us and tweeting us these different quotes, being like, this is going to be in the next one. Like, this will obviously be the next one. And so, yeah, we've had plenty. There are some on the cutting room floor. Before the show started, Nick's like, what about like these three? And I was like, we got enough. Like, there's so many more for this guy. It's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll probably have more material. Meantime.
Yes.
I went through my batteries, Keith. Through my backup batteries.
We're in trouble.
I'm deflating again.
You can't plug that into an outlet? There's no power cord for that?
If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Yeah. Or YouTube.
Or on YouTube.
Yep.
Just subscribe to WEEI there. Wiggy already eviscerated my Halloween costume.
Just torched you.
He didn't like it.
No.
And you would think maybe that's why this thing is deflating, but no, I've gone through two full sets of batteries.
Just battery eaters, those things, huh?
Which, like, I guess.
Man.
The Bezos jokes are out of control. People were saying I because Wiggy wanted me to be someone specific.
Yeah.
A Bezos penis rocket. That is not what this was, the intention. This was, or I believe that was radio. I believe that was Radio Chick. It was a while ago in the Twitch chat, but it was a good line. I think this was right off of Amazon. So I don't want to say I want my money back, Bezos, but
I would at least
need
a stern review.
I'm going to need to invest.
Would you at least write a review?
I'm going to invest, though, in a lot more batteries before I go marching around Monument Square tonight. I can tell you that.
Something's off. That thing has not been inflated for very long at all.
I replaced
the
batteries.
You did it last night? You tried it on last night?
I tried it on.
It made it about an hour.
Yeah, exactly. That was about an hour.
There's a lot more meat left on this
bone. Let me tell you.
Yeah, not bad. An hour?
What are you kidding?
What are you doing the other 55 minutes?
What are you, combining my
lifetime? Eat a meal, take a shower, watch half a movie.
An hour?
An hour?
That is outrageous.
Please. So anyway, if you missed any of Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain, that'll be up shortly. A variety of places. You can check it out on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also seek that out on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Now, Keith, we've talked about Bitchy Brissett.
Yeah.
Which I still wonder how good of a teammate he is.
No, you have a fair
and
question.
And who he's mad at.
Because we don't really know enough about it. If I'm just taking him on the surface, and if he's just...
Sharping at the media, I'm fine with.
Good, and he should.
He should. I agree with you on that.
He should.
I wonder
but,
if
yeah,
it's
does
more
that carry
that.
Over?
So we discussed that. We discussed Mookie Betts winning another World Series, going into the Hall of Fame as a Dodger. Does that bother you as a Red Sox fan? And what are they going to do to respond to the Dodgers winning a World Series? Mookie Betts winning a World Series? Probably nothing.
Do you think they would have responded at all if the Yankees won? Or do you think there's no response regardless?
I think there was a better chance.
Are they
chance,
setting their plan?
No, no. There's a better chance they would respond if the Yankees won. Right?
Yeah.
Then Mookie Betts winning again. He already won once. They didn't do anything.
Well, did I see a thing?
He won one. They did nothing. Now they've won again. They don't care. Like, the Yankees winning might... I still don't think it would have got their attention, but there was a better chance.
Yeah. I think, was there a, I saw Boston Sports Gordo on Twitter. He responded to a Red Sox, Reddit AMA thing,
mm-hmm.
where Alex Speer says he expects the Red Sox to hand out a $100+ million deal this winter.
$100 million?
That's what I said. I'm like, my money doesn't go as far as it used to.
That's Trevor Story.
Lucas Giolito plus? Like, what does that get you? Slightly better Lucas Giolito? What does that get you?
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's like
$100 million. We're going to spend $100 million. $100 million.
Dr. Evil. Yeah. The inflation.
I mean,
that's like a season and a half of Jason Tatum. Like, what are you going to do with $100 million for a baseball player?
Soto's about to get $500 million, we think.
Correct. He might get $500 million, and you're like, we might hand out $100 million.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
So we
that doesn't
in 10
really
years,
help.
Otani's going to make 70% of that.
Yeah. No, I know.
Exactly.
So I just don't think they're going to sign anybody big. I think it's going to be maybe they make a trade, and maybe they just hold out hope that these young guys are good, and then that's how they counter the Yankees being in the World Series and Mookie Betts winning his second World Series.
Yeah. So there's that. We also talked about the Celtics, their first loss last night. I don't want to full-on freak out, but I also haven't loved what I've seen out of them defensively through the first five games. And last year they shot low to mid-40s in terms of three-point attempts. They're up over 50 this year. And I do think last night it came to bite them to a degree. And on top of that, you have Tatum and Jaylen Brown talking about how flat the team was to start that game. It took them a while to get into it. I think that's reflected on defense, like their energy and their ability to lock in, I think hasn't quite been there. And they were lucky to beat Detroit. You know, they blew out the Knicks on opening night.
Yeah.
But I just, as good as they are, and they're the most talented team by far in the league, I don't think defensively they look great, and I don't love ratcheting up even more threes after last year. I don't love either of those.
Yeah, I think that's just what it's going to be, though, the threes. And you might not be alone, and people be like, all right, take it to the hoop a little bit more, especially when you're shooting a poor percentage.
Jaylen, when you're 1-for-11,
yeah,
you can go to the hoop.
Right.
1-for-11 from three, you can go to the hoop.
Didn't happen.
Tatum, you're 5-for-18, you can go to the hoop.
But like, to spin it positive, I think they easily could have said, all right, it's not our night. End of the third quarter, they could have packed their things
and
been like, all right, we don't have it, whatever, it's a loss. We'll probably lose at least 12, 13, 14 games and still have the best record in the NBA, or at least you'd be in the conversation with that many losses.
Yep.
They could have said, all right, we're 5-0 in Indiana. We gave it a go. It didn't happen. But they just were relentless in the fourth quarter, and they almost pulled it off. Now, you still would have had the same – even if they won, you still would have had the same, like, how'd you get down by so much? You know, what's going on defensively? How come you guys aren't as locked in defensively? You know, a guy like Pascal Siakam having the kind of game that he's having – but I think it at least showed you that they're not out of any game, and they're not going to say, we're too good. We don't have to worry about this.
So you can jump in on our Celtics takes, our World Series takeaway. Jacoby Brissett, who is he pissed at? And does he have a right to be pissed at his teammates, his coaching staff, the GM in New England? He definitely has a right to be pissed at the media. I'm not going to quibble with that. 617-779-7937. Later on this hour, we have Keith's top 10 horror movies, if you want to count those down.
Yes.
He's been giving recommendations all of Dorktober.
There's some overlap, but yeah, I'll put them in order.
But you're going to put them in an official order, a top 10 from Rich Keith before the hour's out. And when we come back, right after Trending with Billy Lanny, let's get into Calvin Ridley. You're going to face him this weekend. Would he have solved the Patriots' wide receiver issues?
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Halloween. My costume is fully deflated, which is why if you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, I'm finally sitting down for the first time. It feels glorious. Glorious, Keith.
Yeah, I'm a lot more comfortable than hunched over and just having your back screaming in pain.
Let me tell you, I don't know if this, I'm sure it does describe how much of a weakling I am, but my hands leaning on the table were starting, I was starting to.
Hands?
Yeah, I was starting to get a little sore.
Hand pain?
A little bit of hand pain.
Yeah.
Back pain for sure.
How'd you get hurt? Oh, I was doing a radio show.
I was standing up during a radio show, leaning on the desk.
Hands
were hurting.
Yeah.
Brian is on the lookout for some AA batteries here.
Great. So another half hour of rockets.
We got him. We brought us four.
Oh, he did? How about
maybe.
That?
I don't want to.
He said he doesn't know how long they've been in the desk, so we don't have much juice.
I don't want to throw my wife under.
It doesn't matter. They give me full juice. This thing's going to be done in 10 minutes.
I don't want to throw my wife under the bus.
Oh, but go ahead.
And I hope they're not a sponsor. But E-Circuit batteries?
Not
maybe
gonna,
that's our problem.
Not going to do
maybe
it.
Maybe.
Where, that's the one you need to get a trusted source.
Where we get these, Kathleen? The dollar store? Where do we get these?
I'll come home sometimes with like the grocery store ones. It's like, what do these even do? These are like pretend.
Maybe
there's two or three names. We all know what they are.
Yeah,
They're the ones that work.
Yeah. So E-Circuit, if you were thinking about being a sponsor, apologies.
We love your stuff, but
you know
they don't work.
Work on your batteries.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe that's the issue. Let's say we'll try.
Yeah.
We'll try something else, unless that's the Odyssey go-to battery. The E-Circuit.
That's our thing.
So I'll try to reinflate after I get a little break here.
Yeah.
But we've been playing the Halloween tunes all day long here on Jones and Keefe. We got the costumes going. If you missed any of Joe Mazzulla or a horror movie villain, that'll be up on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Yes. Should be there shortly on YouTube as well. Just subscribe at WEEI. So a couple of quick items from Alex Van Pelt, who just wrapped up speaking before we get into Calvin Ridley.
And friend of the show.
A good friend of the show. Talked to him last week.
AVP.
Talked to him again in about...
Three weeks. A month.
He did tell us his favorite candy, though.
Candy corn.
Candy corn.
Oh, I brought some candy corn for a taste test.
I was legitimately going to ask that. You got candy corns.
Yeah, and people are like, who cares? But I haven't had it in forever, and you told me if I give it another shot, I might like it. Because my initial reaction to candy corn is like,
your initial reaction was trash.
But I said
mayo grown. I'm not saying it's the greatest candy of all time, but...
AVP was like, that's the best one.
It's my favorite candy, is
what
Alex Van
Pelt said. Give me some of that candy
corn. And that's a man, no offense.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah,
looks like he dabbles in some.
Sure,
candy.
I thought he'd have a good candy.
No,
yeah,
that's exclusive audio. Alex Van Pelt talking about candy corn on our show.
No!
Yeah, so I'll bring that in and scarf it down. That'll be good.
Yeah, see how that goes.
Yeah.
So he was.
What did he say? Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry.
I just jumped in front there for a moment.
Just speaking about Drake May. There's more of this blaming Drake May for getting hurt. Alex Van Pelt.
Get this.
I don't want to take away Drake's knack for running.
Thank you.
Talking with him about how and when to slide, depending on the situation, to best protect himself. So he didn't go as far as Mayo did. And in fairness to Gerard Mayo, that was a good question from Greg, but he was led into it a little bit based on a Boomer Esiason comment they had earlier in the show on Patriots Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex Van Pelt is going, yeah, we're going to talk to him about how and when to slide, which I guess is fine, but it just sounds like they're putting this on Drake May like he got himself hurt, which I don't think was the case.
No, there's plenty of examples of quarterbacks or anybody.
The hit was from behind him, and he was going down to avoid a hit that he could see coming.
No, there's plenty of ones where the quarterback you can kind of blame. Mm-hmm. I always think of Jimmy Garoppolo, but there are other ones where you're like, you really needed that extra yard? Or like, what are you lowering your head for? You're not a fullback. But this wasn't one of them. So it's really kind of odd that they would both say this. I can see Van Pelt leaning into it a little bit more because didn't we assume that he probably would have been more comfortable with Brissett all year?
Yes.
But for Mayo, who I think, maybe I was wrong, I thought he
was a May
probably
guy.
Wanted Drake May early.
For sure.
You wouldn't mention anything about this injury in particular, but we'll see. Maybe it's just like an overall theme that they have for Drake May. Like, listen, we want to play you, but like we can't get you hurt.
He also added that he's very hopeful that Drake May will play this weekend. I don't think that's going to be the case. I listened to Schefter yesterday with Andy Hart and Christian Arkin, WEI Afternoons. I don't think he's going to play. I hope he plays as well.
Yeah.
But being very hopeful doesn't mean anything to me. We're all hopeful he's going to play. I don't think he's going to play.
It was interesting. We knew he was going to be limited. Mayo said it even before the practice started, and he has 30 minutes he can be out there. He can throw and whatever else. Also, you see Jalen Polk was limited as well. So mm-hmm. two guys, your top two picks, both coming off a concussion. You know, maybe they're kind of moving along a little bit. But I'm with you. I wouldn't bet on him playing on Sunday, but I feel pretty great about him playing the following week.
No. He should be out of concussion protocol next week. I think that's probably the big takeaway. It's not Tua. He's going to miss a month. He doesn't have the concussion history of Tua.
Yeah.
But like in an extreme example, I don't think he's going to be out an extended period, but I wouldn't expect him to play this weekend. So we'll get more into Drake May throughout the course of the day, more what Alex Van Pelt had to say here on Jones and Keefe. Meanwhile, you're going against Calvin Ridley this weekend. And yeah. Ridley's been abysmal for just about the entire season.
He had a game, right?
Well, he just had one this past week.
He had a half.
Well, that's true. He really had like a first quarter where he went insane. He had 100 yards in the first quarter last week. Over 100 yards in the first quarter
last
week.
His second game of the year, he had 4 for 77 and a touchdown. Okay, and he also ran in a touchdown.
Okay. So that's something.
A good game.
It is. Last week was probably the game that you look at and
right. That was his best game.
Calvin Ridley is finally living up to what you paid him.
They just barely lost
10 catches,
that game
15
too.
Targets, 143 yards. He didn't score.
Close game. They lost 52-14. Very, very competitive. They were in it right till the end.
It was the first game without Hopkins, too. And so, you know, maybe now he's just more of a go-to guy. Are we going to see that this is the guy that could help the receiver room this weekend? And do you look at it and say, all right, he's now had a week, maybe two this season. There's an indication there's something there. Do you look at his totality, 22 catches for 326? He had 10 catches last week. He's got 22 all year. Yeah. So it hasn't worked out great early, but I think there's a real chance he starts looking like the Calvin Ridley of old down the stretch. You might see it this weekend, and that's a guy who I think would have definitely helped your receiver room.
I think talent-wise, he's the best if you put him on this team, but that doesn't really say a ton. Like, there's a lot of guys in the NFL. I mean, there might be 50 guys you could say that about.
Yep.
He had a game this year where he had 0 catches on 8 targets.
Yeah, against a bad defense. The Colts are a bad defense.
So they'll hand him the ball. He has 4 carries this year, including that touchdown I mentioned in week 2. No, I think he definitely helps them, but he might be that guy that's on the line where he's not going to be able to elevate a quarterback, right? There are certain receivers I truly believe can, right? I mean, even going back to the days of Terrell Owens, like Terrell Owens elevated Jeff Garcia.
Yeah.
Randy Moss elevated Dante Culpepper. Like, guys could do that. There are a bunch of them now that can do it. I don't know if Ridley can. I don't know if Ridley can play with Will Levis and Mason Rudolph and, like, light it up. But if you and I and everybody else thinks that Drake May is better than those two guys in Tennessee, maybe that's just the kind of skill level where Drake May gets it out of Ridley. Ridley makes a few more plays that other guys on his roster wouldn't be able to make. Because I would have done it, especially because it's not like they spent that money somewhere else or they're like, hey, we can't get Ridley because we're going to actually get a left tackle. No, we're just going to pocket that money, pretend we're interested in Brandon Ayuk, not get him, and then be left with the same receiver room. So ideally, I want to shoot higher than Calvin Ridley, but all those guys seem to be getting scooped up or re-signed or whatever else. You're not in on any of those guys. So even though he's not off to the best start, I would still have taken him, and I would say he's definitely better than what you currently have.
I was curious to watch him this weekend and see, are you getting Mason Rudolph? Are you getting Will Levis? What does it look like? It's going to be the second week without DeAndre Hopkins. What does that look like? Ridley now is not, you know, part of a two wide receiver attack there, but now he's the obvious guy.
Yeah.
Is Gonzalez on him? Does he make plays on Gonzalez? How does it look? But I still wish the Patriots paid him. And I agree with you. He's not the kind of wide receiver who's going to elevate a quarterback, but that would have been for Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett needs help. Like, Drake May just needs more talented players around him, and May can elevate Ridley, I think. So,
yeah, I think so.
I don't think you need Ridley to elevate May. I think you would have needed that more for Brissett, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. I guess that does make a little bit of sense. He's banged up, though, too, isn't he?
Who's that? Levis?
Ridley. No, Ridley is.
Oh, I thought he played last week, didn't he?
No, he played. I'm just saying banged up. Like, I think
he missed practice?
Yeah, their injury report had a ton of guys
on it. Yeah, I think, the Wednesday, Drake May's different, obviously, in the concussion protocol. The Wednesday, I feel like a lot of teams give veterans days off, so I'll watch the injury report today. I'm guessing he's going to play. He had 15 targets last week. I'm guessing he's going to play.
I would think that he would play. They had yesterday, the Titans, so it's Wednesday, right? So, you know, it's not a Friday injury report. But
yeah, it was like no Pollard, no
Tony Pollard, Calvin Ridley,
no Ridley, no Boyd.
Jerry Sneed. Yeah, like these guys. Yeah, no Tyler Boyd.
So Sneed, I don't think he's going to play, by the way. I think he's out.
They all just straight up did not practice. So it's not even like they were limited. You know, Patriots just had three guys. They like most of their list was limited, including the two concussion guys, May and Polk.
So I want to see that, and I want to see what it looks like. And is he motivated at all against the Patriots? He hasn't been motivated most of the year. He had his best game, and it really all came in a quarter early when the game was competitive against Detroit before it turned into a blowout. Like, is he motivated at all against New England? Or have they just
probably
figured
not.
Something out with AI? Probably doesn't even care. He got his money. What
yeah,
does he care?
Right. He actually probably thanks the Patriots for at least pushing the value
pushing
up a little
up
bit.
Pushing up the offer bit, yeah. in Tennessee. And so I'm curious about all that. I'm curious if he says anything over the course of the week or in the aftermath of that game this weekend. Because I do think he'd help that receiver room, and I wish they went in harder after a guy like Calvin Ridley. Because if you had him, and you would have had to overpay, you definitely would have overpaid.
Yeah.
But if you had him, now you need another piece, maybe in the draft, now you need another piece, maybe in free agency or via trade. It's that much easier to fill out the receiver room instead of needing a whole receiver room like they need right now.
The good one from the Twitch, the text line, Calvin Ridley and Kayshon Booty probably would have come up with some wild parlays in the locker room. That is true. Oh, like that's another thing. Like that's more of an issue. Like if they had actually signed him, what an insane penalty for Ridley. And like you look at what some guys miss time for
his suspension.
He missed the whole season because he like gambled on a couple of games.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't very smart about it.
No, he wasn't.
What was his handle? Was he actually?
It's Calvin Ridley one.
Nick, wasn't he actually Calvin Ridley on like DraftKings or whatever?
Like if you signed up,
no, that was Kayshon Booty.
Oh, that was Kayshon Booty. Oh,
I'm mixing up
my gambling idiots. Yeah, and well, the only reason Booty avoided. No. The same penalties and suspension that Ridley did is because he was still in college when he did it, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's just crazy to me, though, because every other commercial while you're watching football is about some gambling site, which is great.
Betting on the games. That's way different.
He wasn't playing, though. He was out.
I know, but he doesn't have access to inside information, and, like, he's on the team.
I don't know. We have inside information.
I think Jameson Williams got suspended for that, too?
Yes, was he betting
on non-football?
I had inside information, I'd do way better with my gambling.
I got some scoops coming up later on the show. I got some minor/major. Actually, there's no minor scoop. I got a major scoop.
You got a major scoop?
I got one. I told you about it. I said I got one.
A major scoop from Scoops Keefe.
Yeah. We'll do it later. They can wait.
Jeremy Swain wants $8 million.
We have horror movies to rank.
We're going to rank horror movies, obviously.
We're going to do that first.
It is Halloween.
Yeah.
All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that.
Any other day of the year,
super important.
We're getting right to the scoop.
No.
Not today.
This one's good, though.
Okay. All right, we'll stay tuned for it. It's a bit of a long tease.
Spoiler alert, it is Bruins related because I have no other scoop ever.
Okay. Well, stay tuned for it. It is a Bruins Thursday. We'll talk to the Andrew Raycroft. At 12:30. Typically, it's 11:30 on Thursdays. He had to move a little bit this week because he's traveling with the Bruins. So we'll see what he's hearing on the Bees. Scoops Keith has a scoop on the Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
Intel on the Bruins that we'll give you later on in the program. And speaking of Keith, he's going to rank his top 10 horror movies next.
So scary, Jones. Sorry, I thought you were going to jump in.
I don't think I've ever heard that much of the song.
That's a lot of the song. Usually there's like four deaths by then.
We were both waiting for each other to jump in. I thought you were going to say something.
Happy Halloween, everybody. That'll do it for us. Good night.
So just keep playing that thing, yeah.
Very important time, Halloween. One of the best holidays of the year. The first of the big three. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, bang, bang, bang. And all month long, we've been doing the horror movie of the day during Grab Bag, giving out a lot of good suggestions, movies that have been streaming. So I said, you know what, let's condense it. A lot of them, there's going to be some overlap if you've been listening throughout the month. But this is my personal top 10 horror movies of all time.
Okay.
This is my list. This is my big board. Nick, feel free to chime in as the other resident horror movie fan. But I'm going number 10. This is probably the most controversial pick on there. Number 10, The Devil's Rejects. Haverhill's own Rob Zombie directed this. It is the sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses. It's more real than House of a Thousand Corpses. That's got some crazy stuff going on there.
Strays for House of a Thousand Corpses.
I liked House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
It's got a feeling about it, but there's some, you know, Dr. Satan stuff is strange. But this is good. Unbelievable soundtrack. Good villains. Good, like, vigilantes in this. There's a group called the Unholy Two. It's Diamond Dallas Page, the former wrestler, and Danny Trejo. And sadly, they never made a spinoff movie about these two, but they are easy to root for, and it's just a great movie. So I would say The Devil's Rejects comes in at number 10.
Okay.
Number 9, The Thing. Technically the remake of The Thing. John Carpenter's 1982 The Thing,
Good creature feature. If you like a creature feature and what's going on down there, Antarctica, you got a lot going on. Kurt Russell, come on.
Kurt Russell's in it?
Hell yeah, he is.
Wow, okay.
It's an absolute underrated classic as well.
Not Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing I like too. I'm a big Swamp Thing
not
fan.
Not Thing from Fantastic Four.
No, not that Thing. Ben Grimm? No.
No.
Not him. Heavens no.
Okay.
Now we're talking about the Thing.
Got it.
Cat in the Hat?
Cat in the Hat? Not that. Thing 1, Thing 2?
Thing 1, Thing 2.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not that. Not that. Coming in at number 8, one of the scariest movies of all time, The Conjuring.
Oh.
2013's The Conjuring. If you like a little bit of a ghost story, or maybe a haunted house. You like a haunted house?
I don't like actually going to them, but I'll watch a movie about it. Yeah.
That house is in Rhode Island.
Oh.
People have gone. There might be some vandalism as well, but there was. Yeah, people have gone, checked out the house.
Would you do that?
Vandalism?
No. Would you go check out the house?
Oh, probably not. I'll keep my distance.
I might vandalize it, but I don't want to check out the house.
I'll tag it. I'll like spray paint that sucker.
It's like asking for a worse punch.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll put my logo on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll Banksy that thing.
Hashtag dork was here.
Yeah, I'm with Nick, though. If you vandalize the house, you're just begging to get screwed with by someone in the afterlife.
And this might be the scariest movie I've seen in the theater, because a lot of the like true horror classics came out either before I was alive or before I was going to see movies at the theater or those kind of movies. So I remember seeing The Conjuring and it being pretty scared.
Okay.
Pretty scared.
That was number 8?
That was number 8 on the list. Number 7 is one of those aforementioned classics, The Exorcist.
Oh.
The Exorcist.
This is one I've seen.
Have you? So they filmed it like at Georgetown, right outside of Georgetown. You know those stairs?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on those stairs.
Oh,
that kind of creepy.
You vandalized those?
Yeah,
big time.
Oh, my name's
on them like the Joker.
My name's written all over them. Yeah, and I did a little dance.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, so The Exorcist, fantastic, great child actor in that one as well. And so that's number 7. Number 6, Saw, the original Saw.
One I've seen
in theater or in the studio during the week. This set up literally 9 more sequels after this, and they're making a 10. Saw 11's on the way.
I was going to say, they're still going.
Well, this was a tradition. Like, in college, it was one a year. It was like, bang, bang, bang. Like, here's Saw. Next October, here's Saw 2.
They were pumping them out that much?
Yeah.
Wow.
One a year for a while. Then they took a little break. They've come back to it. But the first one, I think people, like, look back on it not as fondly because there's been so many sequels, and they just kind of, like, lump it in. But just that one on its own, excellent. Scary. Good twist, good kills. It's also not as gory as...
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, just like that's iconic.
That's iconic. The Jigsaw became like a horror icon. We were talking about how Wiggy's costume from the Terrifier movies is like a modern-day icon. I think Jigsaw was probably the most recent prior to that.
I could see Wiggy going as that for Halloween.
Yeah.
Maybe he has at some point in time.
My daughter rides like a little tricycle, and sometimes I'm like, you could put like a little face on her, and she would be terrifying. It'd be like the little Billy the Puppet going around on her tricycle in the house.
Nice.
All right, so that's number 6. Number 5.
Ooh, also, top 5.
This is controversial.
Uh-oh.
This is controversial.
Oh, boy.
People wouldn't call this a horror movie, but I will. 7.
Horror movie.
7.
No, it's not a horror movie.
It's a horror movie. The way they kill these people is horrifying.
Yeah, well, that's true.
There's deaths on top of death. The Kevin Spacey...
7!
Spoiler. The Kevin Spacey John Doe character is a horror movie character. And I also think thrillers can be horror movies.
Yeah, I think they can be. I don't know that I'm not quibbling with your list. I don't know that I would characterize this as a horror movie, but that's fine.
It's a horror movie.
But it's not my list.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
As Radio Chick 81 says in the Twitch chat, John in the car in the Twitch chat, it's unbelievable. I it's got horror vibes. Nick, horror?
What's in the box?
It's a horror movie.
For years, every time I got a text message, that's what my phone would do.
Really?
Yeah, then it was like, all right, enough's enough. And like everybody, we've all moved on from the...
What's in the box?
Yeah.
What year was that film? Late
90s? 1995.
Yeah. Oh, mid-90s.
Smack dab in the middle. Good.
Good callback.
David Fincher movie. It's got the Trent Reznor soundtrack to it. It hits right away.
So what's in the box now is like a joke.
It is a joke.
It's not a joke.
No, it was
very much not a joke.
It was intense at the time. Yeah.
Very much not a joke.
Now people, I think
opposite of a joke.
They probably have to laugh to prevent themselves from crying. It was so intense. Number 4, also one of the scariest movies in my humble opinion, The Shining. The Shining comes in at number 4. That is a very scary movie. That's not one that I think you can watch by yourself in the dark.
Oh, I wouldn't.
The twins, The lady in the tub.
Yeah, I don't watch any of these.
Even the bar. I think the bartender.
I don't watch any. You watch
the
this by yourself?
The bartender is like the creepiest character.
You'll watch a movie like this by yourself?
Oh, yeah.
See, I wouldn't watch any
of
these by myself.
I'm so sick in the head. No, I will. And this one, the bartender, Grady.
Creepy.
Super creepy. Just like the dialogue he has with him. And then Jack Torrance, we played one of those cuts that I think a listener thought was Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, they
but it's
sounded
Jack
like
Torrance.
It did kind of sound like Joe Mazzulla.
I wish the end made sense, though. I will never understand the end.
Yeah, we could talk about that for hours and hours and hours. We still might not get a clear answer.
Well, you two could.
He was there the whole time?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. He was? What's that picture mean? I don't know. Although, strangely enough, Stephen King does not like that adaptation.
Oh, no.
He does not like it at all. I think they made the Jack Torrance character a lot crazier. So in the book, apparently, I've never read the book.
Wasn't true enough to the book form.
Yeah. So in the book, Jack Torrance is like a great dad. And like when he flips, it's like more of a shock. Like, oh my God, like this guy could turn that crazy or evil. Whereas in the movie, it's like the second you see Jack Nicholson, you're like, not that. Oh, look out for that guy.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy.
Chill out, Stephen King. Yes. Calm down, Stephen King. We don't have chapters and chapters and chapters to have a character turn. Thank you very much.
Number three on the Rich Keefe top 10 horror movies of all time. Also a controversial pick, The Silence of the Lambs. We went around to everybody at EEI, and it was pretty decided. Majority went with not horror.
I think this is more clearly like I would
more horror than Seven.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say
Hannibal Lecter. How is that not a horror character? And Buffalo Bill. That's a horror, but whatever. It's a cannibal.
Like nope. That was thrilling to me.
Yeah, it was more thrilling.
That's horrifying to me.
It was more thrilling.
Number two on the list, the original Halloween, something me and Christian Gonzalez would agree on.
Yeah, well, you answer it a lot quicker. Like you were just like, here's number two Halloween. He takes 30 seconds to think about it and hem and haw. But yes, okay.
Robo in the Twitch chat knows exactly what my number one movie is, and that would be Scream.
Oh, that's true. I did know that.
I love Scream.
Now,
Scream's so good. Scream references probably every one of these movies.
Now, why did I think...
You watch Scream year-round, too.
Scream is a year-round movie. So Scream 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
All the Screams.
And then when 7 comes out.
Okay, so when you've done lists in the past, you've had Jaws on there. That's because it's a scary movie, not a horror movie?
Yeah, so we did scary movies. And then
I was kind of waiting for Jaws.
No, not Jaws.
This is a different list.
And then sometimes Davey and I, for the Dork Podcast, will combine lists. So it ends up being like his top five and my top five meshed into like a top 10.
Got it.
Overlap.
It's like the Frisky Candy tier.
No, Jaws is a great one. Like Psycho's a great one for like honorable mentions, ones that just missed the cut. But yeah, that is my top 10.
Okay.
That's my top 10.
I've actually seen most of your top 10.
They're
believe
good.
It or not. Yeah. I'm surprised I've seen as many as I've because it started with a bunch of ones I hadn't seen.
Yeah.
But no, by the end, I think I've seen a good 6 or 7.
Twitch chat, feel free to light it up with your favorites or whatever ones you think I missed.
No, Blair Witch.
Blair Witch is good.
Okay, but
I don't like it more than any of these ones.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, and Blair Witch also.
I also don't know if Blair Witch holds up.
This
anymore.
Is exactly my point. And I'm not like a horror
Blair
movie
Witch
expert, but like
was,
Blair Witch in real time, you're like, woo!
Perfect at the time because you thought those were real people.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least that's how they advertised it.
Yeah.
Like Paranormal Activity. You thought that was like found footage from a house.
Like, look at this. They got that.
Yeah.
Somebody stand that's there amazing. For 6 hours and fast forwarded it.
No Ring?
Yeah.
You like Ring?
Oh, Ring I do like. Yeah. Ring just missed the cut.
Just missed the cut. Just an honorable mention.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. That's Keith's top 10. You going to tweet these out? People can see
them? Yes. Yeah, I'll tweet them out.
Keith will tweet out his top 10 horror movies. You can weigh in the Twitch chat. You already are. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Text line 37937 or on the phones. 617-779-7937. We'll get back into the Celtics. Their first loss. What do we take away from it? And since it's a Bruins Thursday, Scoops Keith is going to give us his Bruins scoop next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app